Bunyan.com.
Today is February 12th, Paul Bunyan Day. If you've got a bunion so big that you've given it a name, today's the day to make that appointment with a podiatrist and get Paul removed. To your foot health on Paul Bunyan Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 4.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today defending his objections to federal prosecutors recommending his longtime ally Roger Stone be sentenced to a lengthy prison term following his conviction on 7 felony charges.
They put him in for 9 years. It's a disgrace. And frankly, they ought to apologize to a lot of the people whose lives they've ruined.
The Justice Department overruled the prosecutor's sentencing recommendation. 4 prosecutors withdrew from the case after that DOJ reversal. 2 Baltimore police officers working with the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force are recovering after they were shot today while attempting to serve a warrant. The suspect was killed. All 3 major stock indexes closing at new record highs today as the number of new coronavirus cases falls. The Dow up 275, the S&P gaining 22, the NASDAQ 87 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
There's a reason why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy has America's best dairy products.
We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources.
Those resources are cows. That's where milk comes from. At Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, our methods are tried and true.
Artificially inseminate a cow, and when she gives birth, we steal her baby. And then we take her milk that's intended for a calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal.
Because it's so delicious.
I don't know what I'd be without it.
You'd have osteoporosis, probably, Joaquin.
We share the same love.
The love of farm fresh milk, butter, and cheese. Why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy? Because he's an A-list Oscar-winning Hollywood celebrity and knows better than you. That's why.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, made with pretentiousness.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy. We artificially inseminate the cows, so you don't have to.
Isn't that nice of him?
He's so odd.
He is. I guess he did a great job as the Joker. I did not see the movie. I have no plans to see
it. Yeah, I have no desire.
But,
his speech was just so...
They still haven't...
Weird.
Yeah. They still haven't learned. They still haven't learned. Their most recent expected big blockbuster flopped. That Harley Quinn thing that came out.
Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey. Box office is down for the year. And the ratings for the Oscars have been dropping by the millions year after year. And they're saying it's because people have other options. Yeah, we do, but we'd watch it if we could count on the fact that we didn't have to listen to some pontificating a-hole multimillionaire movie star tell us how to live our lives, that we should go vegan because you feel guilty because you got a mansion in Bel Air and $20 million in the bank for playing pretend.
They had $225,000 gift baskets.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's even more than you gave us when we came to your birthday party.
I know. Like, don't try to up me Oscars on Steven's birthday party, because I'll give you a run for your money.
Oh, my Lord, yes.
We went to that party and paid our house off the next day. With the gifts we took home. We have... Jacqueline Tomlinson. Where's Dana again? She's
in Chicago, remember?
Oh, that's right. Chicago. You know, I never really did give her the advice she needed.
You sent it to me and I forwarded to her and she said thanks.
Oh. And Amy Hampton, who also happens to be an attorney and specializes in bankruptcy.
Yes.
And I just want to say, I went through a horrible period. I'm going to encapsulate this. Okay. I made a bad contract decision. Because I had lousy legal advice. I didn't have somebody that worked as a radio industry attorney who could, you know. And that was my fault because I had a friend. Oh, help me out with this. That fell apart. I could have sued and collected money, but I was too filled with booze and too filled with fear from that to do what I should have done to look out not only for myself, but my little girl and her mom. And... Of course, I've talked about this when I mentioned Morris Capuano. For those of you who, you know, you should buy now because interest rates are so incredibly low. I would still have that house in Cooper City, Florida, if interest rates were then as they are today. I could have navigated that. Everything collapsed. I got collection people calling. I got all this. It was a nightmare.
Oh, they're so friendly when they call, aren't they?
They are. And back then, you know, you didn't have caller ID, so you didn't know whose call you were ignoring.
Star 6-7.
I lost the house in foreclosure. I didn't handle too many situations well, but I will say this. I probably was able to stay in that place a couple of extra years with minimal payments while we were navigating the bankruptcy, because there's certain things they can't do to you while you're going through it, right?
Exactly. It's called the automatic stay of protection. It's like you're in a bubble, like John Travolta.
The bubble boy.
The bubble boy.
From the 80s.
From the 70s. Yeah, I remember that, yeah. I did not like being in that position because
Nobody has
done so well.
Nobody does.
I went from up here to down there, and it can happen relatively quickly.
It can happen quickly.
And
but it's there to help people, because we don't have debtors' prisons. We don't put people in jail because they owe money.
You know, actually, one of the people that really bullied me with that debtor prison idea was Barnett Bank. Remember them?
Barnett Bank. I haven't heard that in...
Mean, ugly people.
Ages.
Yeah. And what assets I had, probably with, if I had just reached out sooner, I would have had better advice on how to, you know, find a solution.
Barnett
find my
Bank.
Way out. But the key to it was the radio business going through these convulsive changes and the suppression of salaries. And I remember how excited I was 40 years ago to make $35,000 a year, because that was real money. And then not that many years ago, they were trying to bring me back to Miami. I said, you know, the average radio salary is now $35,000. And I said, really? It was the weirdest negotiation I've ever experienced, because they wanted me to come back and they kept offering me less money every time. They said, let's go out and have lunch. So I would, just to see. And they were my friends. I'd known these guys for a long time. Yeah, we're going to lower our offer to you to really entice you to jump in. And of course, they ended up selling their group of radio stations on the steps of the Broward County Courthouse. Yeah. And you know what? I like those guys. I still do. I bear no malice towards them. But they got what they deserved. They wouldn't listen to anybody.
Yeah.
For any reason.
Barnett Bank, goodness.
Barnett Bank, yeah. And I'll never forget going to see them. Oh, they took a big chunk of what little I had. And a bad decision. I didn't have to give them all that. I paid off a line of credit with them, and then they cut my line of credit off after I paid it, which was not nice. I mean, I just paid it back. That makes me a pretty good risk, doesn't it? No. It doesn't work that way.
No, not really.
But the reason I'm sharing all of this, would you agree that one of the things that keeps people from using this benefit is shame?
Shame. I think they're scared. I think they don't know what to do. So I have a bunch of people come in, and we sit down and we talk and we go through everything. We see, you know, who they owe. We see what they own, what their assets are. You know, can they qualify for a Chapter 7, which gets rid of a whole bunch of stuff? Would it be better for them to do a Chapter 13 so they can repay some people to get some stress off of them? You know, make monthly payments that are a little bit more economical for them. And then I've told some people, I'm like, look, you can't afford this car. Even if I put you in a 13, you still can't make this payment. Mm-hmm. You need to give this car back. Go find another one that will get you through the next 3 to 5 years so we can clean up all this stuff. And while you're doing that, save up a little bit of money. And then when you get done, then you can go finance a car or pay for one outright. But I'm not going to put you in something that I don't think that you can do.
I have a question for Amy.
Yes.
Do you find that most people that you deal with genuinely want to repay back their debt? Like, that stigma isn't true, that people just get into bankruptcy and they don't care and they just, you know.
Yes.
So you find, like, most people do genuinely want to pay their debts.
They do, and then they get surprised when I tell them that we don't have to.
Oh, okay.
So not everybody has to pay everybody back. There's some calculations that we have to do. It depends on assets and
now
stuff like that.
One of the things that you hear is that, all right, you go through a bankruptcy to reorganize or to dismiss your debts. Are you not then I mean, you can get credit because you can't do it again for 7 years.
Right. You can't do another Chapter 7 for 8 years. And once you get discharged from a Chapter 13, you can do that after 4 years after the date you file.
Mm-hmm.
But I have someone who was in a Chapter 13 whose credit score went up 200 points. It was probably as low as it probably could have been.
Yeah, I've been there.
A month after we filed his Chapter 13. So his credit's better now that he's filed. And we've got his car being paid and arrearage on his mortgage being taken care of. And
The important point here, and the reason we're having this chat with Amy Hampton on her field of expertise, bankruptcy, there may be somebody listening who needs to know this or remember it in case something happens in the future. And reaching out to a bankruptcy attorney, especially somebody with the experience that Amy brings to the table, is the step towards solving the problem. It's not creating one. You already have the problem.
Right.
This is the solution. So why don't you give your number so people can make a note or write us if you don't catch it.
The phone number in our Alex City office is 256-392-4300. I have offices in Alex City, Clanton, and Roanoke, Alabama, which is in Randolph County. I can also meet people at Jacqueline's office. She's been very sweet to offer her conference rooms. If you're in Montgomery, our consultations are actually free. If you want to sit down, and we'll talk and see what's going on, especially if you're getting your income tax back and you're about to go pay a bunch of payday loans. Would you not want to maybe get rid of everything keep paying them?
Have those payday loans become a scourge?
It's quicksand for some people.
I'll bet it is.
I had a client who would get paid, worked for the state, got paid twice a month. Her first paycheck, she would go pay half of her loans. Her second paycheck, she'd go pay the other half. She had $2 left at the end of the month.
Wow. The worst, biggest, dumbest thing I did in all my bad decisions in the 90s was get a title loan on a car. I didn't know. The first payment was $400 on a $2,000 loan. Mm-hmm. It was all interest.
Yeah.
You don't pay. You have to pay above the $400 to bring
down.
Mm-hmm.
And guess where that car ended up? Mm-hmm. Repo.
Yep.
14 minutes after 4. I think we're going to pass on the roll call today because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. And David Blackman's going to join us.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Nothing says I love you like a last-minute dash to the store on your way home on Valentine's Day, only to pick up a dozen roses that have been sitting in a bucket for a few days. And one of the last Valentine cards on the shelf? Oh, and don't forget the obligatory box of chocolates from the grocery store chain. Come on, guys. Just once. Don't phone it in.
This message brought to you by almost every woman who's been married for more than 10 years.
Hi, I'm Ella Seskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating a morning bank robbery. They say a man entered the Wells Fargo in the 6200 block of Atlanta Highway, handed the teller a note, and got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. If you have any information on this, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Your tip could lead to a cash reward. Last night, the Montgomery County School Board voted to approve an addition to the county ad valorem tax. Right now, the system is working with 10 mills, which is the state-required minimum. The board wants to add 12 mills to the current tax, making it 22 mills, and could possibly bring in around $33 million. Voters will ultimately decide. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed and the transition team want to hear your voice tonight. There is a municipal assembly at City Hall tonight at 5:30 to answer questions about the direction the city is wanting to go to build a better Montgomery. The event is free and open to the public. I'm Ella Seskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms will continue in the forecast, but the best chance of showers and thunderstorms will come late tonight in the overnight hours. Some possibly strong, maybe severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Hey, make sure you have our weather app downloaded on your phone or tablet. It will instantly alert you to a watcher warning for your location. Go to the App Store or search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow, the risk of rain will be around till about lunchtime, falling temperatures into the 50s by the afternoon. Overnight low temperature Thursday night, 35. Mid-50s is the best we'll do Friday, breezy and cool. A dry day Saturday, up around 60, and more scattered showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Today is Valentine's Day and you're broke, but you still want to impress that special someone. Your wife has been hinting that she wants diamond earrings. Well, the professionals at Good Intentions will personally call your wife, stating that there's been a terrible mix-up and the expensive diamond earrings you bought her were lost in the mail. They'll even offer to email her a fake receipt. She'll think you spent a fortune and you come out looking like a champ. Save hundreds, even thousands, and get off the hook this Valentine's Day. Call Good Intentions today.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, a lot of stuff to tell you about. Northeast Boulevard, as you approach the Wetumpka Highway, the overpass, watch out. There was a very bad accident there. Hopefully that one is about cleaned up. Could be out of the way. Use caution. Same situation, Taylor Road, but a minor accident right near Buddy Watson Baseball Park. That one could be out of the way. Use caution there. As well as the Eastern Boulevard at the end of the bridge as you come up on Carmichael Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. That one also could be out of the way. And Ann Street at I-85. We had an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have a very busy boulevard, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, I-65 and 85. Very busy through downtown Montgomery with a slowdown on 85 southbound, merging to 65 northbound. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. It's raining savings at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota Camrys as low as $185 per month with approved credit. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Britannica Films proudly presents The History of Valentine's Day. Saint Valentine was a man decapitated while on the road to Rome.
Hey, Will!
Soldiers then stuck the head back on the body backwards. Hence the expression, headed the wrong way. Valentine's Day was first celebrated by cannibals in the tropics who exchanged chocolate-covered missionaries. In Sweden, young women celebrate by putting on lacy dresses. The men get hearts on their lapels. Meanwhile, in North America, New England grade school children create valentines using paper and glue. In San Francisco, to each his own. Yes, Valentine's Day, a day of violence, lacy underpants, and diaper dwarfs with bows and arrows. Because a rose by any other name, $25.
All right, I am a lucky guy. It's Greg Happy Hour. I've got Rosie, Jacqueline, and Amy. Who
Hi.
Else? Who else is surrounded by goddesses at their workplace like I am?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And since we just learned the history of Valentine's Day, let's talk about a couple of things that came up in the news today. It says that people spend more on Valentine's Day when they're first in love than as time passes.
I can see that.
People that have been dating for less than 6 months will spend an average of $700. People that have been married 20 years will spend $64.
I'm spending $0.
Well, I kind of am in a way. We've had, you know, here's what happens.
Well, I'm getting Steven something.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's in the trunk.
Goose is already getting something.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting stuff for Steven, but I mean, Jared and I talked about it, and we're like, nah. I'd rather wait till the day after and get all the candy half off.
See, Janelle's getting one of these.
Ah.
Wow.
That's a $100 bundle of brand new crisp.
Don't tell her. She might be listening.
My daughter has not listened to one show. Because she's not into politics. She's...
Are those $2 bills?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steven got some for his
awesome.
Birthday.
Aren't those cool? So, and I went to a special greeting card place online and got a possum.
Stop.
Oh, for Penelope? Is that her name?
Yeah.
The possum is so cute.
The possum, yes. But you also, you know, there's other ways to show love.
Yeah, like doing the dishes or taking the garbage out.
Or, and I'll mention this again, and this is a great tip for couples that are married.
I must really love myself.
Who are both working. Couples that have the most successful relationships where both are working have a much better relationship if they take some of the money they make together and hire help for some
Absolutely.
Of the stuff around
Absolutely.
The house.
Absolutely. So that is a great idea.
So if you can find
men
somebody
out there
that,
listening.
Well, I'm one of them men.
There you go.
And we have the best. The very, very best. Because she's family. You know, it's not that kind of a thing. Here's your money. Now work. We don't do it that way. But that's just, I think that's good advice.
That's good to know. Rosie, what about you? Any big Valentine's Day plans?
No.
Rosie's like, I'm working because it's a Friday.
Yes. Yeah, that's what Rich Thomas, I think, said this morning, or as I call it, Friday.
Yeah.
I'm having breakfast with a friend on Friday morning.
Something.
We've got a bunch of closings, so people will get new houses.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Hopefully people will call in and want to get divorces.
Or go bankrupt.
Yeah, either way. Win-win.
Win-win.
We'll also explore a new term called valentightening.
I'm sorry.
But we won't have time to do it now because we have so much to do. And David Blackman's going to join us in a minute as well. This is News Talk 93.1 FM at 428.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Cryer's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Cryer. Plus, you can get a 1-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouquire.com today. That's acbylouquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janie King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janie King. The king of clean.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about 8 different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody everybody wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
You know what happens when Eddie Bader walks into a room? Everybody goes crazy. He just, hey, Eddie, how are you, buddy?
It's better with Bader.
It is. We're trying to multitask here. Let's take a quick look at traffic at 432. David Blackman joining us in a bit.
Well, good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic from earlier this afternoon, we had an accident. Taylor Road, right near the Buddy Watson Baseball Park. Use caution there. Hopefully that's out of the way. Also an accident, Eastern Boulevard at the end of the bridge, right near Carmichael. We hope that one is out of the way, as well as Ann Street at I-85 and on the Northeast Boulevard as you approach the Wetumpka Highway up on the overpass. We had an accident on the approach to that overpass. Watch out there for emergency vehicles. That was kind of a moderate accident. We've still got a lot of congestion on the boulevard, heavy traffic on I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ella Seskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating a morning bank robbery. They say a man entered the Wells Fargo in the 6200 block of Atlanta Highway, handed the teller a note, and got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. If you have any information on this, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Your tip could lead to a cash reward. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed and the transition team want to hear your voice tonight. There is a municipal assembly at City Hall tonight at 5:30 to answer questions about the direction the city is wanting to go to build a better Montgomery. The event is free and open to the public. Last night, the Montgomery County School Board voted to approve an addition to the county ad valorem tax. Right now, the system is working with 10 mills, which is the state-required minimum. The board wants to add 12 mills to the current tax, making it 22 mills, and could possibly bring in around $33 million. Voters will ultimately decide. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms will continue in the forecast, but the best chance of showers and thunderstorms will come late tonight in the overnight hours, some possibly strong, maybe severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Hey, make sure you have our weather app downloaded on your phone or tablet. It will instantly alert you to a watcher warning for your location. Go to the App Store or search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow, the risk of rain will be around till about lunchtime, falling temperatures into the 50s by the afternoon. Overnight low temperature Thursday night, 35. Mid-50s is the best we'll do Friday, breezy and cool. A dry day Saturday, up around 60, and more scattered showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
David Blackman joining us, but first...
No one can sling an offensive insult like former Vice President Joe Biden.
You're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
And now, you can have the same witty retorts right in your pocket with the Joe Biden Insult Generator.
You're a dishonest, monkey-toed, crocodile electrician.
Just tap the app for an insult only Joe Biden could come up with.
I'm sorry, I just need to see other people.
Oh, yeah? Well, take this.
You're an untruthful, frog-legged llama chauffeur.
What? The Joe Biden Insult Generator can help in any situation.
Henderson, you're fired. What do you have to say to that? You're a duplicitous, web-footed aardvark plumber.
The Joe Biden Insult Generator.
You're a sneaky, tiger-striped buffalo phlebotomist.
Man.
What?
Joining us now, the guy who is my first stop of the daily commute to the truth from dbdailyupdate.com. And let's get the big enthusiastic intro from Jebra.
Please clap.
Thank you. David Blackman, how are you, sir?
Oh, man, I'm a lot better after listening to that.
Glad to hear that. I am blessed to be surrounded by beautiful women, not just Rosie, but Jacqueline Tomlinson and Amy Hampton. They are attorneys. Jacqueline does divorce. Amy does bankruptcy. And they're
very... Dang, I wish I could be there with you.
You know what? It would be one heck
of a... You're missing out.
You are. Every week, so much happens from between our visits on the phone. I'm going to let you identify the thing at this moment, since you wrote your great blog on Barr, that thug life photo. What's got your attention at the moment?
Oh, well, I just saw some guy on Twitter that calls himself the Palmer Report saying that Bill Barr, he's agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee on March 31st so that he can make a fool out of Jerry Nadler. Mm-hmm. This guy is saying if Barr doesn't show up, he'll be impeached. So I guess now the Democrat game plan is, well, we can't impeach Trump, so let's go impeach Bill Barr. That's the ticket. That'll really get us some traction here against the Trump administration. It's this constant, never-ending, you know, we've gone 2 weeks now without a new dummied-up fake hoax, against the president, coming out in the New York Times. Now what they've decided, obviously, the last 2 days have shown us clearly, is that they're going to go after William Barr instead.
Oh.
Yes. That's what the next hoax is. It's going to be targeting William Barr because, he and John Durham are conducting this investigation into the real origins of what happened in 2016, and they're going to start prosecuting these bad guys.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, and so what they're going to do is mount this campaign to try to get rid of Barr, at least destroy his credibility with the public. So that's what's coming now. That's the next hoax. It's not targeting Trump. It's targeting William Barr.
And more investigations. Like, for example, this ridiculous, you know, the fact that they sent half the U.S. Army to arrest
Roger Stone.
Yeah. And the attorneys
they had a tank there.
Because
literally a tank.
All guys in their 60s, you know, require, you know, if you're going to come after us, you better bring a tank, man. We're badasses. And now the headline on your blog, your most recent one, says the DOJ rats are outing themselves. Give us the backstory here.
Well, that's the four lawyers yesterday resigned from the Roger Stone case. These are the four DOJ U.S. attorneys who have been prosecuting that case way overzealously. This guy is accused of, you know, lying to the FBI, just like 1,000 other people have been the last 4 years. And, you know, a normal sentence for the crimes that Stone has been convicted of in that trial would be a few months in jail, mm-hmm. or maybe even just probation, time served. He's already spent several months in jail. But these guys recommend a 7 to 9 year sentence after apparently telling their boss at the Department of Justice that they were going to recommend a modest sentence. They go into court, recommend 7 to 9 years. Bill Barr says, wait a minute. No, that's not what we're going to do in this case. And suddenly it's some sort of national crisis that the Attorney General of the United States is actually managing his department, right? It's just, and so these guys all quit, and the reason they quit, or they didn't quit their jobs, but they resigned from the case, is to try to make it look as if William Barr is intervening politically for a friend of Donald Trump's, when what he's doing is trying to enforce some consistency in the Department of Justice's sentencing guidelines. This is not real complicated, but
well, you know how they're going to run it. I mean, that's the thing. They're going to do exactly what you said.
Yeah.
And we have enough politically ignorant people in this country who will see that and say, oh, wow, you know, how blatant, you know, doing favors for the president's friends. Today, Joe Biden says, now that we've heard from Nevada, we need to hear from Nevada. man, it's almost tear-worthy, this whole thing, and the old commie is, wow, really generating a lot of excitement.
Yeah. Listen, the guy has won the most votes in two consecutive states, and he's still behind in the delegate count, right? I mean, this poor guy can't buy a break from the Democratic Party, and now the Democratic National Committee is going to apparently take a vote next week on a proposal to allow these superdelegates to vote on the first ballot at the convention, just as they have the last several conventions.
Hmm.
You know, part of the deal this year was that the superdelegates, who are the members of Congress and, you know, state party chairman and, I don't know, a few hundred other big wigs in the party, weren't going to get a vote on the first ballot. They were actually going to let voters decide who the nominee would be. Well, now, the commie is winning everything. They're backing up and thinking, oh, you know what? Maybe that's not such a good idea. Maybe we just need to go back and rig it against them again. And so apparently there's going to be a proposal that they're meeting next week to, rig it again. And I guess that doesn't surprise me, but it's really kind of sad.
David Blackman's on the line with us, DVDailyUpdate.com. I urge you to visit. When we come back, we're going to talk about Mini Mike, if that's okay with you, sir. In just a couple of minutes.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Make magic happen this Valentine's Day with a gift from Rick's Jewelers. Choose from a wide selection of fine jewelry, watches, sterling silver, and more. With so many choices, we're sure to have the perfect piece for your love at just the right price point. Rick's Jewelers, where quality and service shine through.
This is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks climbing to new highs as concerns about the economic impact of the coronavirus continue to ease. Among the gainers today, tech and energy companies, with the Dow rising 275 points, the Nasdaq up 87, S&P 500 up 22. And shares of MGM Resorts International rising after hours, after the hotel and casino operator said Chief Executive Jim Murren will step down before his contract expires. He will continue to serve as chair and CEO until a successor is appointed. Shares of Cisco Systems falling in the extended session after the computer networking giant reported second quarter profits and revenue that slightly exceeded Wall Street estimates. An Applied Materials stock fluctuating between slight gains and losses in the extended session after the chipmaker suppliers' results and outlook top Wall Street estimates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Three Barsky, invested in you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I got to play this for David, too.
Biden went down to Iowa because he wants to be president. Needed more supporters in his corner, but he didn't make a dent. Because he came across this young man, used to be mayor of Old South Bend, and that boy jumped up on his stump and said, Joe, this is the end. Now, Joe, he probably knew it, but he still had to be told, you can't do it all with Jared Tall because you're getting kind of old. Now, you got to be a senator and a vice president, too. You had your fun, just quit your run because your time is through. And Joe thought of this caucus, might be done with government. I'm getting older, I'll find some shoulders to rub in retirement. Joe, maybe it's time to go, the campaign trail is hard. You got gut punched in Iowa, cause you're kind of a blowhard. You wanna win so you can someday be the president. But a second fiddle's the closest you will get.
So much of the intelligent political analysis you hear on this show is stuff I stole from the guy on the phone with us right now, David Blackman, and who also, by the way, accurately predicted the rise of Frau Klobuchar.
Yeah.
In New Hampshire.
He had a good night.
You know, if we could sure just did. Work on her a little bit, you know who'd be a great Republican? Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, yeah. No, she could if she wasn't so crazy.
I know.
But, I mean, she has good instincts on foreign policy. You know, she just jumps on any Bernie Sanders. Anything Bernie Sanders wants to do, she wants to do the same thing in terms of breaking the government financially. So it just, unfortunately, she's not. I find her very interesting. I thought Andrew Wang and she were the two only really interesting people in the race, because they were the two people who were different, right? Mm-hmm. And the thing I like about Tulsi is that she does, when she speaks, she's actually saying what she believes. I'm just a little disturbed about some of the things she actually believes.
Yeah, every once in a while she misleads you. She says something that you know, like standing up to Hillary, you know, firing back,
right.
Biggest warmonger
right.
in history, and all that. Then she'll go off the deep end on some other way. It's too bad she can't be fixed. At 4:49, we only have a few minutes, but you wrote a great piece on Mike Bloomberg, who has some splaining to do. Now, for $250 million, he's got what, a few delegates?
Well, he doesn't have any delegates, and neither does Joe Biden, by the way, after two contests. But he's up to, I think, like fourth place now in the national polls. He's polling in the low teens. If he can have a decent showing on Super Tuesday, you know, he's not contesting any of these early races.
I know. He's running ads here in Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, he's all over TV in Texas. He has been for months now. So, you know, if he can actually pick off one of the big states, you've got California, you got Texas, you got Virginia, North Carolina, Massachusetts, all on Super Tuesday. If he could pick up you know, win one of those states and finish second or third in several of the others, then, you know, he could actually be a real factor in the race going all the way to the convention. And I, you know, that's clearly what the party wants. He's told them he'll spend up to $1 billion from these TV ads, which essentially are Trump bashing ads.
That's all he does. It's right. That's all they're campaigning for is, I've got the best plan to screw up America, because America's doing pretty good right now.
Right.
Yeah. You made a point in a blog not long ago about how the folks you know in the oil and gas, and this is where David Blackman has considerable expertise. He's written for Forbes. Whenever we have a question about energy, we reach out to him. To make them, you know, get their heads out of their butts, these people want to kill oil and gas.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a disaster if for the oil and gas industry, if any of these Democrats win. You know, and of course, my problem is that 2016, I was still in the industry, and I watched it as all these CEOs in the industry and other senior executives held these fundraisers for Hillary Clinton, brought her to Houston and Dallas and all over Texas, and raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for her campaign. And I'm sitting there, you know, my boss, the CEO of the company I was working for, was getting invited to all these things, and I had been telling him since the fall of 2015 that Trump was going to win the election. And so, I just kept telling him, no, you don't want to do that. You're just wasting. I mean, if you have money to throw away, just, you know, put it out on the carpet and set it on fire. Don't go to that fundraiser, because Trump might remember you when he gets elected, right? And so, yeah, I'm very hopeful this time that those CEOs and their government affairs people, which I was one of those, think a little harder about, you know, whether or not you really want to support Bernie Sanders or any of these Democrats who are still in the race, who want to outlaw hydraulic fracturing and throw your executives in prison and, you know, do all these insane things to destroy the economy and your industry. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It's also apparent that Elizabeth Warren, who is the talking cure for priapism in America, honest to God, David, that maybe that's a nasty thing to say, but really... you show up, if it goes last more than 4 hours, go to the hospital and watch Elizabeth Warren. Problem solved in 30 seconds. In 3 weeks,
I'm glad you said that, not me.
They expect this kind of crude behavior from me.
It's expected.
3 weeks from today.
Almost encouraged.
We'll know who emerges in this Alabama senatorial competition.
Yeah.
I ran a thread the other day on Facebook asking me, who are you going to vote for? I'm not recommending anybody. I'm not interviewing any of the candidates. I won't have them in the studio. I'm not doing that anymore. Virtually 90% of it was split between Bradley Byrne and Tommy Tuberville. I think Jeff Sessions is in trouble here. I really do.
Yes, but there was a good poll came out. Did you see that statewide poll? I'm sure you did, that shows all three of them well ahead of Doug Jones. Right now.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that's a mistake that will not be repeated. And that's when I will fly. Whoever emerges as the nominee, I will get behind 100%, regardless of past history. So, yeah, we got to send him back. David, time with you passes quickly. We got to run, but we'll look forward to speaking with you again next week, I hope.
All right. Good deal. I'll be there.
Thank you, my friend. DBDailyUpdate.com. You should visit not once a day, twice a day. Go back and read older blogs. The guy is brilliant. All right. Baumhauer's. We weren't going to go to Baumhauer's tonight because of the impending...
Weather.
Yeah. So...
It's supposed to get a little hairy this evening.
Well, let's take a look at the Living Fear Doppler, Jake Quillen, and see what's out there, if there's anything ominous headed our way. God, the other day, Monday, there was a big band of storms well to the north, and then it just dropped on us like crazy.
Well, and even yesterday, I had court over in Elmore County.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, there's bad weather coming. But yesterday, the sky just got dark as night, and I was just like, it reminds me of like the summer storms, you know, where you all of a sudden it's just downpour.
Yeah.
Blow in, blow up, and blow out.
But yeah, no, I'm heading to get Steven, and I'm heading straight home because it's going to get a little nasty.
Yeah, that line is now about midway through Mississippi, but it is from top to bottom. all red cell thunderstorms.
Well, and I did see this morning, too, they said you need to be alarmed because although you might not have the severe weather alerts going off because the ground is so wet, trees and everything fall over easier because of the winds, because the soil is
so saturated
with moisture.
It's so saturated. You see that thing I put on Facebook a few minutes
back?
When
Rich needs an assistant, feel free to call. I'm here, Rich. I'm here if you need me.
You are the best volunteer.
I will, even point at the screen with the little clicker.
Did you see what turned up at Maxwell Air Force Base today?
I just can't.
That is 12 feet of gator, and that's because of the rising floodwaters.
That makes some nice shoes.
Purses.
Nice handbag.
Suitcases. Belt. All kinds of accessories.
Is that a baby one, on its back?
I don't know. It looks like something is mounted.
It does. It looks like a baby on its back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can enlarge that and find out for sure.
Looks like two of them.
Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law for matters of divorce, 819-4810.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Give Stephen our best.
I will.
And have a fun Valentine's Day.
Yes. I will. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
And Amy, your number again, please.
256-392-4300.
4300.
I've got that number written down here, so if you need it, and Amy is a specialist in bankruptcy. That's why I tell these stories, folks, so you won't feel like you're the first one to ever do it, and they're there for a reason. They're there to help you. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Big day on the markets today. Brad McDonald will join us around 5:12.
Talk about all that. I've only been in the business a lot of years, and I turned off my own mic as my guest walked out. I think I have a feature doing this.
Yes.
It's looking pretty grim at the moment, really. At 4:57, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. 82 today. 82.
Was it really? So we broke the record.
Crushed it.
Wow.
But even worse than the temperature, the humidity is ridiculous. So I'm sure anybody that wanted to live a comfortable day today has probably had their AC running most of the day. I know we did. And then guess what? Friday, you're going to be turning the heat on again. And that's Alabama at this time of the year. Partner up with Clarks to make sure you have 24/7 protection in case something goes wrong. In fact, partnering up with Clarks ahead of a problem is the right plan. They get in there, give you two annual tune-ups to your system, and they look for things that could be troublemakers if you need a repair or service, and most of the time you don't. But if you do, you get a discount on parts and labor. They're never going to tell you to fix anything that doesn't need to be fixed. Their plumbers are incredibly talented. They're all the cream of the crop when it comes to being human beings. For $159, it's the best investment in your family's comfort you will ever make. Their number is 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on I-85 southbound right behind Jackson Hospital. This was a pretty bad accident. Traffic is stop and go on 85 southbound and is backing up now all the way past Ann Street and approaching Perry Hill Road. If you're on 85 southbound headed into the city, you might want to take an alternate route downtown and get off quickly because it is really backing up traffic. I mean, literally stop and start traffic. It is a parking lot, so be cautious. Hopefully they'll get this out of the way pretty quickly. We'll keep you updated. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a